One of my favorite songs is about a car. And in it, the vocalist describes the connection with feeling the road through the wheels, through the steering wheel, through the gear shift. Just connected and alive while driving. I like to drive, and that's a good song that I like listening to while driving. We often describe machines as being alive, but they aren't. They don't respond to us. They don't give us feedback. We respond to them, but that connection is not the same as with another human or another one of the animals. In Jesus's time, he used the language of farming, shepherding, even fishing. And because people knew what that was like. And you had something that had an interaction with you, that responds to you. Anyone who's had pets, and I think about 50% of the world does, get that sense. And for those who farm, their farm animals have personalities. So when we think about the yoke, they know what it's like to get the animals into yoke and to get them in trace and wagons, to have them plow, to pull carts, even riding, a lot more interactive than a car. Jesus takes that one step further in our gospel today. He says, we hear, "Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourself. For my yoke is easy and my burden light." Jesus wants us to accompany him. He wants to accompany us in our burdens, in our sufferings, in our worries, our fears, our anxieties, the pain that we experience, whether it is physical, emotional, mental. He wants to know what we are going through. It doesn't always mean that it'll be easy, but it means we won't be alone. And if we are to be like Jesus, if we are to be icons of Christ, then we have to be willing to accompany people, others as well, others, and let them accompany us. Let Jesus accompany us. In his book, Building a Bridge, Father Jim Martin says, "Jesus was willing to be with, stand with, and befriend all these people who would have felt themselves as either on the margins or outside the margins of first century Jewish society in Galilee and Judea." In his ministry to those on the margins, the movement for Jesus was always from the outside in. He brought those on the outside in. At the same time, he brought his disciples and those who were on the inside out. He moved them out towards the margin. Jesus' message was always one of inclusion, communicated through speaking to people, healing them, or offering them what biblical scholars call table fellowship, that is, dining with them, a sign of welcome and acceptance in first century Palestine. He did this again and again, not only with the Roman centurion and Zacchaeus, but other tax collectors, as well as prostitutes, a Samaritan woman, and many of the sick, who also would have been viewed as outcasts. Jim Martin goes on to say, "Jesus was often criticized for reaching out to those who are marginalized. But Jesus' movement was always about inclusion. He was creating a sense of us. For with Jesus, there is no us in them. There is only us." If we think about that in the context of our gospel reading and in the situations that we can find ourselves in suffering, in feeling marginalized, in responding to those who are suffering or who feel marginalized, this accompaniment, this inclusion, is key. If we call ourselves Christians, if we say are members of the Catholic community, we have to accompany people. We have to let ourselves be accompanied, even if at times we want to push people away. We have to think about inclusion. There are many people who are uncomfortable with that, but Jesus was not uncomfortable with it. Or if he was uncomfortable, he reached outside his human nature and, using his divine nature, made himself comfortable. It doesn't mean that it was easy. Jesus suffered, we know that. But we know that Jesus is with us, even if we don't always feel his presence. And we can feel his presence through others. We can build community by participating in the Eucharist and then taking what we have as community and expanding that into our workplaces, into our schools, into our communities, into the hospitals and the nursing homes, in all places and to all people. God wants us to spread the message of love and fellowship. There's a lot of contention about how we should be as church, and we're going to hear a lot about it in the synod. You've heard a lot from me about the synod, and you will continue to do so, especially when we hear back reports from Rome. But the word synod comes walking on the way with. That's something to think about. It's not just a gathering of people talking at each other. It is people accompanying and encountering each other. Think about that when we think on this gospel. If anyone has ever yoked an animal, put an animal in trace, or even ridden a horse, or had, well, certainly those who have dogs on leashes can feel this, or just that personality and then the intimacy of you and that animal. Now place yourself on the yoke, in the trace, with Jesus. You're together. You're walking together, pulling the load together. The load that you have, Jesus is saying, this is my load. The suffering that you have, I take on. It doesn't mean that you won't be in pain. It doesn't mean that you won't have anxiety. But I want to accompany you with that. And hopefully it'll get lesser. Hopefully it'll get lighter. And if we can help Jesus by doing that with others, by accompanying them in their pain, in their fear, and their anxiety, then we are making their burden light. So take Jesus' yoke upon your shoulders. Take others' yokes upon your shoulders. And let Jesus and others take your yoke and make it theirs. Let's share each other's burdens. Let's help each other through pain and suffering and anxiety and fear. Let us walk together.